All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Hip Hop Soiree. You got me, DJ Goose.
And Poppy.
And this episode, we are going to focus on all of the news that has been happening in the past 2/3-ish weeks. Because there's been a lot. And actually, this is interesting because this is going to actually lead us into a topic that we weren't actually going to talk about today. But with some of the news that's happening, we have to talk about it.
It's become a topic at this point.
Yeah, so... But we'll get to that near the end. But let's start off with this news. This has to do with hip-hop producer Rappy Molly Mall. So,
and just to make sure not to be confused with Marley Marl, who is also a hip-hop producer. He's older. This is Molly Mall, M-A-L-L-Y-M-A-L-L.
Yeah. And so he has been... He pled guilty to running an illegal prostitution business. And it's funny because he was running it out in Las Vegas. All right. And we know that in Nevada, I think it's Reno. I'm not sure if it's exactly Reno, but around that area, northern Vegas, there is prostitution that is legal because they have like the Bunny Ranch and you can go to that and do what you want. But he was running it in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas is located at. And there's a few things that happened to you. So he first had it, and he masked it as an escort service. But he was doing that, but it was actually a prostitution business that he was having, and he was like advertising on all these weird sites for girls to come and to do the prostitution for him. But yeah, they found him guilty, and I think there's gonna be a sentence hearing on the 21st of January, if I'm correct, right, Poppy?
Yes. And that's the weird thing. I mean, DJ Goose mentioned the Bunny Ranch. I don't know. I'm not saying I agree with it. It's weird. So I don't know if it's because he's fronting it as an escort service, which isn't supposed to include some sort of like sexual agreements between the client and the escort, but they're busting him. My guess is Uncle Sam wants his taxes. He wants the money he's due. And that's why the Bunny Ranch is able to do it legally in Nevada. Because I'm going to guess they get taxed. And probably pretty heavily. I don't know.
I would assume so. Because it's a frowned upon business and I guess occupational choice. But yeah, like I don't know too much of Molly Mall. I know he was shout outed by Drake. But like all the songs that I looked up on his... on like what he's done, like I don't remember any like huge ones.
He's collaborated with a lot of people. He's collaborated with Bieber as well. Like he's produced for Bieber.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy that gave Bieber the monkey, and I can't remember what other rapper he gave a monkey to. Maybe it was Drake.
Well, here in the article, it talks about how he had like this exotic pet. I think it's Caracal. I might say that wrong. Cat that was killed in a fire, and the fire and the house that he had was a $1.5 million house. So. I mean, I'm pretty sure
the thing is he was charged. So I think back in like 2016, they raided either his business or his house because of his escort service.
Yeah.
And then now again, but this time I guess they actually busted him for sure. So I don't know. He's had legal issues in the past for this, but I don't know. It's funny because as a prolific person, yeah, you're going to be on the radar, I think, much more easily and much more quickly for the feds. Secondly, just go further north. They already have, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What's funny is like he was using his own credit cards to pay for the airfare and travel related expenses for them to send clients or their prostitutes. Because I think he worked not just in the county, but he sent the prostitutes out to different places if they paid enough for it, and he would pay the prostitutes' travel expenses on his own credit card. So,
okay, and then I found, yeah, you're right. He did pay for all that. And then it was in 2014. That his Vegas home was raided as part of a federal human trafficking investigation looking into his escorting service. His escorting service is called Las Vegas Concierge.
I think of concierge because I think of The Office because he thinks that concierge is like a geisha, which is a prostitute.
Yeah.
Like a high-end prostitute, so that's just funny.
And, oh, the other person he gave it to is Swae Lee from Race Murder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the one that he gave the other monkey to or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But he's, I guess, a fairly prolific, kind of behind-the-scenes in a weird way, producer. But, mm-hmm. I don't know. How it probably was raking in a lot of money for him. He just wanted, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it comes because you and I aren't necessarily rich by any means. So it's like, once you have X amount, I mean, is that enough?
Yeah, or
to some people it isn't. I mean, they reach a billion, but
they just like having the idea of having more and more. Like, you should never
satisfy. Maybe it's just that constant
appetite. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that constant human need of like the next big thing. And then, I don't know. But either way, put your business in something else that's legal that you won't get busted for. Like Rick Ross did Wingstops. Go do Wingstop. I don't know.
Yeah. Or
do Wingers, even though Wingers sucks.
Yeah. Jay-Z, what did he buy? He bought a few.
He bought massive shares in Uber. He started Tidal. He has like some not champagne, some sort of alcoholic beverage.
Doesn't he own the Wizards or own something, a basketball team?
He had the Nets minority, but he only did that as like a publicity move to move him to Brooklyn, and then he's actually not owner anymore. But
oh, okay.
He owns the sporting agency, Rock mm-hmm. Nation.
See, there you go. Be like him. let's move on to our next piece of news. So this has to do with DMX. X gonna give it to you. So if a few weeks ago we talked about how he came to Utah because he was doing his concert, well, he has canceled all of his concerts now and he has returned to rehab. So this broke out a few days ago.
Yes. We just haven't gotten around to recording, but I wanted to talk about it.
No, yeah. So you're the one who told me about this, Poppy. So what's been going on here with him?
Mine is more, I mean, I guess I'm not surprised, unfortunately. We know he's been in and out of drug habits since he's been on the scene, probably before. I don't know, maybe before.
And out of jail.
Yeah, he has, you know, 16-plus kids or whatever the case is. The guy is kind of a mess. It's just funny to see how much people are still supporting him. I'm not saying you shouldn't support him, but I don't know, it's just a weird downfall. Like, people expect him to climb out of it, and I know we talked about him being kind of washed up, and I guess this is the side effects of drugs, like a heavy use of the drugs. Mm-hmm. Made poor decisions. He wanted to do some touring because obviously that's where you make the most amount of money, aside from possibly merchandising and other business ventures. And because he wanted to get sober, he said for himself and for his family, which I 100% agree with. He definitely should for his family and for himself, but I don't know. As a rapper, as a fan, that you can root for him. I just don't know how much you're going to support him fiscally. I don't know. I would never buy a concert ticket for his show for many reasons we've established in previous podcasts, but it's odd to see someone who consistently tries to make a comeback and consistently fails, and I don't think we've ever seen that from any other person who has never climbed back. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He never got back to where he was at, not even a shadow of himself, but he still tries to make a comeback, get some hype, and then he falls away again due to legal issues.
Yeah, that's been his downfall for the past few decades, actually. I don't know. Like I said, I hope he gets clean. I hope that if he continues or if he wants to keep doing this, he actually understands that he has to commit to being clean and to doing things legally. But, I mean, we've seen this time and time again. So, I mean, it's up to, you know how they say, like fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, shame on you. He's like, fool me eighth time, like, I don't know who you shame that on, but
no, it's first time shame on you, second time on me.
Yeah, okay, me. But anyway, this is like the eighth. I don't know how many times.
I wonder who's gonna blame, because he's always been an angry person, maybe rightfully so. But earlier today we went to go get food, and I was telling you how he at some point blamed Jay-Z for his downfall, and I don't know why. I'm gonna have to maybe do some research on it, but he's always blamed something for something. He never takes kind of the accountability, at least from the interviews I've seen. And so I'm interested to see maybe if he says anything after this whole ordeal.
See if he blames it on anyone else or if he actually be like, no, this is my fault.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, maybe other people may have some accountability, but at the end of the day, sometimes you just make your decision, so you have to live and die by them. And it looks like he's dying from them.
Yeah, he's looking way old now. I mean, he is old, but
he's an older guy, but he shouldn't look the way he looks now. I mean, he has a picture, and he still looks relatively young given his circumstances, I would say. I don't know how heavy his drug use is, but he's definitely got, like, the white goatee going on, sunken eyes. The skin is starting to get kind of baggy. There's no elasticity in it. So he looks kind of a mess.
Yeah, just sad, but what can you do? So, let's move on. So, this one, oh, Juice WRLD. As if having problems with Sting wasn't enough, now he's getting hit with another lawsuit. And this is a $15 million lawsuit from a rock group called Yellow Card,
who's no longer active. And this is for the exact same song that Sting sued him for. So keep in mind, we covered this before. Sting already owns 85% of the song. So any royalties, 85% of it goes directly to Sting. And Sting still said he's willing to sue for more because they never asked for his permission to sample his song.
Yeah, we talked about, like, a lot of people have sampled his song, and all they really had to do was just ask. Like, hey, can I sample your song? And he's like, yeah, sure. He doesn't need royalties. He's fine. But because Juice WRLD didn't, he's hit him hard. And like I said, now we have Yellow Card, who they disbanded, I believe, in 2018. I went to go see one of their last shows that they did. They're suing him for, they say, melodic elements from their record, and it's from a song called Hollywood Died. And it's from their licensed sound album. And if you listen to it, the ones that I can that I see where they are making this statement, this accusation, comes from the verse of the song Hollywood Died from Yellow Card is roughly the same as Juice WRLD's chorus of Lucid Dreams, where he goes like, have these lucid dreams.
Yeah, I'm equating it to flow.
Yeah, you're equating it to flow.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know the song well. I just listened to it enough to say, okay, I can hear where they're saying the melodic concept of the chorus is what he took from their verse. And maybe he has some elements in terms of what they say that's the same. But either way, the singy part, they took that from, or I guess he took that from them. Which leads into another discussion altogether, like, I guess sampling's always been one of the biggest parts of hip-hop, right? And that's one of the things I love the most about it. It helps expose me to other genres I probably typically wouldn't listen to. Or when I hear it sampled, I'm like, hey, that's from this. This sounds really cool now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you could ever... I don't know. At what point does it become... I can't say this is honest overlap. I don't know if I've ever discussed honest overlap before.
I don't think so.
But... I'll get kind of into some theories now, right? We've talked about how the internet before, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago was not as easily accessible around the world, right? With the democratization of technology, more and more and more people have access to it. And this is a thought that bothered me ever since I was in high school, was plagiarism. Now, I agree you shouldn't ultimately copy someone's work and say, hey, this is my work. But think of now, that has to be billions, if not maybe trillions, of articles published on the internet right now. You are going to write something that has what I consider honest overlap. It may be the exact same thought. It might be written similarly. It might be written for one sentence exactly the same. So at what point are we going to accept that in music? Because there's going to be.
Yeah, and I believe that. I mean, and if you really listen to all these different songs from not just like from English, but if you listen to Spanish, to Korean, to Russian, like there are actually a lot of songs that sound very similar. They have the same flow, they have the same pitch. Everything they do is like sounds similar. It's because some people are having the same ideas. Again, it could be that there is some plagiarism or that they subconsciously heard something and it comes to their mind and they believe it's their original one. So there's some honest mistake that happens there. So now the question is, where does this infringement come from? And so one of the things that's backing up this particular case is that they're saying that Juice WRLD was really liked a 2005 album from Fall Out Boy called From Under the Cork Tree. And the producer of that album also produced the song Hollywood Died from Yellow Card. So they're putting all these, you know, different evidences saying this is why we think that it was plagiarized, because there's like this little, I guess, musical trail that connects him to these producers, that connects it to his producer, to ultimately what he wrote for Lucid Dreams. So they're trying to basically connect the dots here, and I think that's the only way that they can do it now, to see maybe that's how they may have been overlapping or there was plagiarism at that point.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you could claim plagiarism, right? I mean, they had the Sting beat, which they didn't get permission for.
And the Sting beat, though, I think is That one's different because, like, that one's, like, that one you
that's
know.
That's blatant.
Yeah, no, that's blatant, yeah.
And that's the thing, like, can you, I don't think you should be able to sue, my opinion, for flow. Now, I get where there's the originating aspect, but we build on things, right? Like, think of, so basically the first maybe 20 to 30 rappers in the genre, period, the history of it, should be able to sue the likes of Eminem, Andre 3000, they're dead now, but Tupac, Biggie, like, they were not the originators, obviously, they didn't start the whole movement, but what, are they entitled to it now, because now they're sampling things that sound identical to theirs, or, hey, this was my concept first, so, it's the whole money-grubbing scheme that kind of gets to me. I know people need to make their money, and I'm against people incorrectly copying shit just to make money off of them. I think that the credit is due, right? That's where you ask for permission first, but at some point, I'm surprised we haven't had this discussion before. Not just you and I mean, like, from a hip-hop or music standpoint.
Yeah.
If you experience a crush with a woman, and she denies you, whatever the case may be, you're going to go through a heartbreak. I go through the same thing, and if we happen to write two songs, they're probably going to have some very similar elements to it. Maybe they wouldn't sound the same. But when you multiply that by millions of people that now have access to technology to make music, yeah, you're going to hear some similarities. Again, I do think Juice WRLD and this chose very poorly. I still don't think the beat was necessarily his fault because, I don't know, maybe if he did or didn't know, that's, I think, on the producer for the beat. As far as the melody goes for singing it, maybe he doesn't know, maybe he does. It sucks, though, so I don't know. As time goes by, we'll see if there's more of these things, because it's going to lead into our other one, being Lizzo, who's a female artist who's mm-hmm. kind of blown up recently. Even though she put the song out, Truth Hurts, in 2017, one of the first lines she says, I don't think it's the first one, I think it's maybe like the second or third sentence, she goes in like, I just took a DNA test, the results are back, it turns out I'm 100% that bitch. It's been said before, and this is where I was talking about all this, I don't know if it's honest overlap, but they even say that the flow is the same, and you just played it before we started recording.
Yeah.
And it is cadence, beats per minute wise, everything, it is identical.
And this one is interesting because it's not a verse, it's not a chorus, it's a beginning line. And they're like, here's this one's a little bit different. Where they're showing that this band, I think it's band or a group, or the song is called Healthy, from a songwriter called Justin Risen. I think it's Risen. There's something that they say let's see here. So I'm looking through the comments really quick. They say if we believe in what she's preaching, believing in ourselves and our own voices is something we thought she'd understand. Actually, that wasn't the quote. That was my bad. There's a quote in there where they're talking about, like, they don't want to, like, take away from what she's doing because she's, like, this big symbol now of this movement of, like, what rappers can do, like, female rappers, body image, all this other stuff, like, she's being a symbol for. And so they're saying, we don't want to take away from that momentum, but we also, like, want to get, you know, our just dues. Like, we want to be recognized for something that we came up with first. And that she didn't, if it's true.
Yeah, this seems more like an honest approach to what they feel is rightfully theirs. And previously, which we didn't mention, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, DJ Goose, but I think that the other group, Yellow Card, okay, maybe, yes, rightfully so, he took it, but at this point, they seem like they're more like money-grabbing scheme.
It could be. I don't know if it was who made the decision on to start that lawsuit or start that accusation, because I know that they were content with being done with the band. They had their own stuff they wanted to do. The lead singer, he's doing his own acoustic thing. So, I mean, it could be a money grab. They're like, hey, or it could be, I think artists, ones that really are dedicated to making music, if they have a hint of that someone has stole from them, it's also like a pride thing. Like, no, you stole that from me. You heard that from me. You need to give me the respect, the rights to that, because that wasn't yours.
Yeah, I get that.
Again, but I think sometimes, and I don't know about them, but I know some people get, it's way into their head. Like, if they say, the money or the money. They're like, no, I said the money first. That's me. Like, it reminds you of the Yin Yang Twins. So when some of their rappers are going like,
yeah,
they made a song, but they're like, that was our thing. We started it first. Like, we're relevant now. Like, no, you're not. That's just a sound. So
true.
So it's like a balance. There's some that has musical integrity and others that are like, they're too full of themselves. And anything could set them off to be like, no, that was my things. I should get the money for it.
The ego trip concept of it all, but.
And so this one, I don't know. It would be different if it was said differently, or if it was, like you said, a different flow, or if it was chopped up in a different way. Something that would, but it sounds so.
It's literally similar. Identical. Cadence, yeah. Beats per minute. Like if you put on a metronome. And you started both at the same time. They arguably finish at the same time. And they say everything at the same time. In the same tone. Like every aspect of it. But this is the other piece too. How many rappers have quoted other rappers? And this is...
Or sampled them in their song.
Yeah. And like it's such a big thing. Like Jay-Z goes, the rings and things you sing about bring them out. It's hard to yell when that Burrell's in your mouth. Biggie did it first. Granted, Biggie's not alive to sue him. But...
Well, T.I. used that line, bring him out, bring him out.
Yeah, on his song, Bring Him Out. That's his Cassidy first biggest single.
Used it on I'm a Hustler.
Yeah, and then how many people have, like, I've got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Like, any, and not just, I'm just using his right now, but Nas has been, quote unquote, bitten many times. and biting is a reference in hip hop culture, meaning they said exactly what I did, or they literally took something of mine and they ran with it. I don't know. Or how many people have quoted Nas and calling Jay-Z a camel, whatever the case may be. So is now Nas entitled to all that money because they did it? No, he's someone that wants to share it. And Jay-Z hasn't, not to my knowledge, sought out any royalties because people say, I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one, but a bitch ain't one.
Or
I don't
some
know.
Sort of like difference. Because what's her name? Iggy Azalea says on that Ariana Grande, she says, I have 99 problems, but you won't. He changes to, but you won't be one. It's like, obviously, you know that she's referencing Jay-Z. 99
problems, yeah.
It's obvious.
I'm using that because it's obviously a very well-known song, and it makes the analogy pretty easy to paint out. But this is what we're getting into now, which is why I mentioned the whole plagiarism thing. Yeah, someone's always going to say probably something in that same context, especially in music, because now you are bound by a bar or two bars, and you have a cadence in which you have to say it in. Sometimes you have to sing it. As time goes by, I don't know, over the next 5 years, if we're going to continue to see people doing these things where they just think, I'm entitled to this. It's no different than how LeBron wanted to trademark or whatever the hell it was, Taco Tuesday. Like, fuck you. Get out of here. Fuck you.
And here's the funny thing, though. Like, as much as this is, sometimes it's petty, like, what they're going for. Like, I honestly also do think that if there are songwriters now who want to do something, they're like, this sound, they can be like, maybe this sounds a little too similar. I want to change it up. So they make it a little bit more unique.
Yeah.
Of what they're singing or what, or the melody, or whatever they're writing, so that it's not, so no one can say, hey, that's my line.
And so that's,
it could be good and bad.
It could be good. I mean, I'll use an example for good. So J Dilla, RIP, one of my favorite producers of all time, he was known for taking a sample of a song, but he'd cut and screw it up so much that there's no way you could even identify it as being an original sound. So, like, no way could he ever lose in court for plagiarizing.
Mm-hmm.
But he would take a simple 4-chord piano, and he'd twist it so much that you would not even know its origin. It's funny because you'd hear, like, certain producers can't even copy what he did because it was so unique that he would chop it. He wouldn't leave it for face value. He'd make it truly and twist it to his own unique thing. And that's where I think a lot of the artistry and level comes out. So clearly he was inspired by this moment of time in music, and he made it his completely unique own thing. But I don't know. I get it. I get at times we need to make sure that some artistry is being protected and not being just bummed off of other people. Other times I think it's kind of nice when it gets shared or used by others. It's kind of like a paying homage, but in this circumstance, it'll be interesting what the end result will be for Lizzo, but she seems to be blowing up, and this song's actually pretty good. I have not heard any other songs other than Truth Hurts, but it's kind of like an uppity, very positive vibe song.
I've heard other songs that she's had. I don't think this is like one of her better songs. I think it just blew up, like, because they like the theme of it. But she has better songs out there.
And isn't she the famous, because I'm pretty sure it's her. She plays the flute.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's
her. It might be. I don't remember, though.
As far as positivity, I guess, just to give context, she's a bigger black female lady. So basically, she's kind of this, a movement I'm always for is kind of the self-esteem movement, I guess is what I'll just equate it to. Mm-hmm. But that's that for that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think we'll have to have a whole other episode on plagiarism.
And these lawsuits that just keep coming out left and right now. Yeah,
and not just in rap, it's in everything.
Yeah.
But we want to tackle our main story, because this is... I don't even know how to even introduce it, because this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Agreed. And this will go back, then I can tie it into one of the episodes we did when they had the top 50 rap lists. I can't remember who released that list. I think it was the Shade Room. And they were like Joe Budden was up there. And I'm like, he doesn't deserve to be in the top 3 or whatever he was in. But this is the top 50, the 50 worst rappers. So worst. I'll start off by saying I think we both agree that we thought this is pretty much a troll. Some people you can kind of see, other people not. So OJ the Juice Man is listed at number 11. I 100% agree with that. OJ the Juice Man is an awful rapper. As far as lyrics go, I'm going to base it solely off of lyrics. Not commercial success, not anything else, but strictly what is their lyrical ability sitting at. Magoo, he collaborated with Timbaland. They used to be a group together back in the 1990s, and I kind of agree. He's pretty awful.
Magoo, here's the thing, though. It's like, A is not original, but B, it's his deliverance and his voice. It is god-awful. I don't know why Timbaland, who's made tons of number one hits, thought, yeah, we should make a group together.
Yeah, Timbaland has an ear for fantastic music.
Yeah, he does.
He's produced some of the most iconic hip-hop songs. So for him to work, I agree with you. Why would he pick this guy out of everybody?
Magoo. And number two here is Blueface. I had never heard of him, and then I started listening to his songs. Oh, he's boring.
He's some Crip, and I think he's from Cali. But he's kind of the example of what we were talking about. He can't write a beat. He doesn't follow a flow. He just speaks out of cadence. There is no rhythm to him whatsoever.
No, and he has like this. He has a song with Cardi B. Like, and you can. And it's funny though. In the comments, they're like, "Why isn't Cardi B on here?" I was like, "Well, whether you like her or not, she's not. At the very least, she's not like anyone.
She's
on
not
here.
50 worst rappers yeah, by any means. I actually really like her. I don't think she's top 50, but she's not worst 50.
Yeah, and but this guy, like, you hear this night and day when he has a featured artist on one of his songs, which I don't even know why they would even want to be on one of his songs, because they clearly outshine him in everyone. Now, every song that I heard, I was like, oh, this guy sucks. I wouldn't be surprised if he should have been number one.
Given because he's so relevant for whatever reason now, he should be number one. But the reason I think we think it's a troll is for the following. I'm going to name a couple people that they don't have a career established in hip hop, which is why I do not consider them rappers. Do they have rap albums? Maybe. Do they have rap songs? Absolutely. But because their career is not set, they don't have a stronghold in hip hop, they mean nothing to me. There's this kid, Matty B. He's a little white boy, and he just did covers of songs. Most notoriously, I think it's Juicy from B.I.G., which I don't necessarily care for to begin with. And when I saw this little white privileged kid do it and get millions of followers, pissed me off. Another one, Ron Artest. He's was a basketball player. Shaq, also former basketball player. Where are the other ones? 50 Tyson. I don't know about you guys. This is what I call the golden age of YouTube. I think it was the early 2000s. Poor kid gets put on 50 worst rappers. If you pull up a YouTube video called 50 Tyson, it is literally a black male who you can tell has a learning disability, and a severe one at that. So no, he can't be considered 50 worst rappers because A, he doesn't have a career in it, and I think he kind of gets a pass given his mental disabilities. But Chingy's on there. He deserves to be on there. Tony Ayo's on there. Yes. Lil Pump, I do like a couple songs, but sure, 50 worst rappers, I think that's okay.
Lil B?
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I thought was funny. So we have the link in the description so you can look at it yourself. But they have here 24 Birdman. And on here, I don't see Manny Fresh on here. And I honestly thought he was worse.
You thought Manny Fresh was worse than Birdman?
Well, at least to be in top 50. I don't know why he's not even in here. I never liked anything that he did.
No? Mm-mm. I was a big Manny Fresh fan. So maybe I'm biased, but I mean, I think he had great flow. He had good catch lines, punch lines.
He's doing something wrong, because I think he only came out with two albums, I think.
Birdman fucked him over, but that's another podcast.
That's a whole other thing. Birdman done tons of shady stuff.
They have Slim Jimmy here from Race Murder or whatever. And that's, I mean, whatever. They have YG. I don't think YG belongs on here. They have Logic. I don't think Logic belongs on here either.
See, this is a funny thing. I don't know how they could put Logic in here. Again, I'm not saying he's the best top 50, top 100. I'm not saying that, but he's not the worst 50 rappers. He's nowhere near that.
Who?
Logic.
No, not by any means. I have to give credit. He is very good. Not my style, but he's definitely not top. He's not worst 50 by any means.
No. And so that's why, like, him putting on there, I think he's trolling us. They put
McConan on there. He has like one project. I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of guidelines that need to be met, right? Maybe if you're currently successful and have X amount of work or discography, then that qualifies you. But again, a kid that put a couple YouTube videos freestyling poorly, might I add, you, but he has a mental disability, should not qualify or quantify an ability to be top 50 worst rappers. I think that's unfair, which is why I honestly think this is a troll.
Yeah. But again, some of these have their cases that they should be on here, but I think that the order they put him in my opinion, is incorrect. So I'll just put two. So number one is Nick Cannon. They put Nick Cannon number 21. No, he should be way higher. He should be like 13, 12, 11.
OJ the Juice Man is perfect at 11. If not, you could actually bump up OJ the Juice Man.
But okay, we'll put him up to 12, and we'll put Nick Cannon at 11. I would, this is my bias though, I would put Vanilla Ice lower. I'd put him to where Nick Cannon is.
He at least had...
He had the ninja rap from Teenage Ninja Turtles. I love that one. Go ninja, go ninja, go.
I'm going to hit on OJ the Juice Man just for one more moment. And I'm going to kind of hate on one of my all-time favorite rappers, Jadakiss. Jadakiss had him on one of his albums, and I was pissed. I'm like, Jada, what the fuck are you doing putting OJ the Juice Man in one of your songs? But it's a song called Who's Real. It's good if you skip OJ the Juice Man's part. Ludacris made this list. I don't think I'm not a huge Ludacris fan.
You've said that,
but I don't
think
he needs to be on here. Cassidy, no. I think he's held it down really well.
Designer is... It's funny because he came and went so fast.
He mimicked Future sound, and then he disappeared. Same with McConan.
Mm-hmm.
Drake co-signed McConan. He has that one massive hit, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he disappeared. Iggy Azalea, I don't want to hate on her because I sound like such a hater. But yeah, top 50 worst rappers.
Like, what has she done? Like, her biggest hit was the Fancy, or I think it's Fancy.
I think that is it. Yeah, I'm So Fancy.
Yeah, and after that, like, nothing charted. Nothing really went as huge as that. And she wasn't really, like, praised for, like, she's, like, you know, wonderful or anything like that. As far as I remember, she's
decent,
like,
success with a song called Mediocre
with T.I.
T.I. And that's exactly what she is Mediocre.
I think she gets a lot of flack because of, like, live stuff she's done. Like,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. If you can't sing your own shit live, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you.
I can't remember. I remember seeing this clip on YouTube where she's like in the live. She's outside and on stage. She's like, boom, 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 boom.
And she's like crouching on one knee. Boom, bum, bop, with a boom, bop, pat. And I was like, what is this?
I couldn't stop laughing. This really? This is her? And then obviously we know about the part where she, you know, quote-unquote freestyled on the raid, and they're like, you suck, that color.
And if you have issues with us hating on any of these people that we think belong down here, feel free to email. But if you're going to email me, I'm going to need some facts. And I want you to quote 8 straight bars that aren't garbage from any of these people. Because I feel like I can guarantee that Lil Pump, Iggy Azalea, Nick Cannon, Tony Ayo aren't going to have 8 straight bars of fire. So feel free to email us. Chief Keef's on here, funny enough. I don't think he's amazing. I also don't think he's 50 worse. I think he's pretty low, but I do like his music. Lyrically, yeah, he's really weak.
Okay, here's one that I want to point out to you, because I know this was like your first rap album that you listened to. Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's first album is better than most of these people's entire careers. As much as I don't care for Bow Wow, I will say that right now.
Do you think he deserves to be on this list?
No. See, I really don't.
I think that his writing was actually pretty unique. Granted, because he was a kid, so he like his verse is limited, and whoever wrote for him, was it Jermaine Dupri that wrote
Jermaine
for
Dupri
him?
was probably the biggest one, and then being JD, he had obviously connections to multiple people. I'm sure Snoop Dogg stepped in and he claimed him as his unofficial nephew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure Snoop actually wrote for him too. I wouldn't be surprised. Flo Rida's on here. And you know what? Flo Rida does not count as a rapper. So I didn't even realize that. So fuck that. He can't be on here because he is a pop artist.
Him. I know Pitbull isn't on here, but a lot of people think that he's a rapper, but he's a pop artist.
He's a pop artist.
Bow Wow, though, I will say this. Like, one of the lines that I like that he says when he was on the remix of the Dem Franchise Boys, the I Think They Like Me song, he says the line, he's like, I'm under 21 with a black car. And I was like, oh, I just thought it was good when he was little.
They have Riff Raff on here, which I've talked about before. Mm-hmm. I like some of his songs, but yeah, he kind of deserves to be here. So I can't make an argument for him to get out of there because he has a lot of trash songs. It just sounds nice.
You know, they have some of these one-hit wonders on here. I was wondering, like, would you put, like, Jaquan or what's his name? How did I forget his name? Soulja Boy on there.
Soulja Boy, yes.
Okay.
Jaquan, no, because I think he actually had a lot more substance to offer. Not amazing amounts. I didn't even notice Trinidad James was on here, but he also didn't have much going for him. See, I really think we've equated that. We think this is a troll. It made fun conversation.
Yeah.
But again, we're going to post a link so you can see what the 50 are. I don't know where the source came from. I went to a website called hotnewhiphop.com. There, feel free to type 50 worst rappers list. I don't think this site is claiming that they created it. It looks like a screenshot that someone took that they leaked. Also, again, further adding to the fact that we think this is a troll. No one's claiming it. I think they just did it to make a buzz. And it's actually been fun to talk about, obviously, because we've talked about why some people deserve to be on there, or maybe why not.
And what's funny is, like, some of these comments of these people, they're sometimes saying, like, these people shouldn't be on the list because they've sold this many records. And that doesn't equate to anything. It doesn't equate to talent. It doesn't tell us that they're talented. Because I said this off air before, like, Nicki Minaj has had all of her albums go platinum. But it's been crap. Like, she hasn't come out with a good one since, like, her first one,
was fantastic. Which, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I know she claimed she retired. I expect to see her back. And I hope she comes back with a vengeance. With something good, and I feel that will happen. Maybe she just needs that break. But I still am bugged that they put certain people on here. No one consider, if anyone ever thinks of rappers, they don't think of Ron Artest, they don't think of Shaq, they don't think of 50 Tyson. Lil Yachty deserves to be up there, I'll give him that, but
yeah, he's...
It's a list of trolls, or someone that doesn't know what they're talking about. Either way, it's fun to look at, see if you see any of your favorite rappers on here. None of mine are on here.
I would put, what's his name, Something Dexter, I forget his name. It's Something Dexter, and I hate, because he makes that song
The Japan song?
Yeah, I hate him. Famous Dex, I think
is what his name is. Yeah, it's Famous Dex.
Famous Dex, like, I just made a...
Sheck West.
Sheck. he sucks. I don't know why people thought that his songs were so great. No.
Oh, he did the song in one take. Yeah, because there's not much behind it. But
yeah, and you can obviously tell there's one take. I personally believe it.
An album in 2 days and then talk to me. A good album. A classic album.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh.
Chingy's up here. What do you think of Chingy?
Chingy? He belongs right there.
Well, good pun. Very good pun.
So, yeah, let us know about this list. Again, we may have to do our own 50 worst rappers list.
I feel like I would struggle trying to think of who I'm going to remove to add someone else on. That'll be fun.
We could do like our, and yeah, I mean.
You want to do a top 50 and top 50 and bottom 50?
Yeah, I think it will take us a while, though. It might be like a few months.
It'd be a couple months. I hash out a lot of music and artists.
Yeah, and I would have to think about, like, I think we'd have to make different criteria. They'd have to have a certain amount of discography or hits or something.
I agree.
To put it in there, because we can't just put...
You can't put a one-hit wonder.
No.
That's unfair for both. You wouldn't put a one-hit wonder as one of the best of all time, so there's no way you should be able to put them as the worst of all time.
Yeah, they'd have to have consistent hits within, you know, a specific, like, between 1 and 100 or at least on the rap 100 hit list. Something like... Or something. There has to be some sort of praise or reward that they've been given. Maybe, like we said, there's some songs that don't get the awards or the from like the people, the public, but like the critics and us were like, yeah, they are great and they keep getting that. So again, we'll look at the criteria to see how we, you know, organize this. But
and if you hear some weird sounds throughout, obviously we're gonna try our best to edit it out, but the mic situation's a bit funky, so I've kinda had to like shift my hands and hold it with the spit guard or whatever. It's a pop filter is what it's called officially. But we'll try and edit that sound out.
Yeah. So before we leave, and I actually remembered this time, we wanted to give a shout out to or a song that we listened to that's new that we recommend you guys to listen to. So I've actually did my my homework, and I was listening to a radio station on Google Play. And the one that I wanted to talk about is actually by Pusha T. So I didn't listen to his album that came out last year. But I started listening to it, and one that just struck me was The Games We Play. That song was freaking amazing. And it's amazing because it also deals with an issue that Poppy was talking about, where Kanye has done like this movement where these albums that they're coming out with are only seven songs long. He did it, Pusha T did it. I think Kid Cudi did it as well.
Yeah, because Kanye had a heavy hand in all of these. Kid Cudi and then Nas.
Yep, Nas did it. So, like, all these big rappers are starting to do this, and he addresses that. Like, he starts talking... I gotta pull it up. Well, he talks about, like, what do you expect, like, someone with a cape that's great when they're complaining about, like, the quantity of the songs and not necessarily the quality. And that's what Kanye West has been talking about. Like, why am I going to put out 20 songs and even, like, mediocre songs if you're not going to listen to it? So he'd rather make seven songs that everyone wants to listen to. And there's pros and cons to, which, again, we talked a little bit about it. I might talk about it later on. But there's a line that I really liked. He says, for all these young people, he says, I'm your ghost. I'm your Ray. And he said, this is my purple tape saved for a rainy day. And I really like that line, talking about Raekwon them. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Raekwon the chef.
Yeah, so that song is fire. So, and it's... Here's the thing, though. It's also really short. It's only 2 minutes and 46 seconds.
This bothers me so much.
So, again, there's pros and cons to this. And this one's a huge con, is that they're making songs that are... They're really good, but they're really short.
Very short.
And, again, to some people's credit, a lot of people have short attention spans now. So, and, again, this is going to... We're going to dive more into this later on. But that song I really love by Pusha T. And so I would suggest highly listening to that song. And actually the entire album.
That's funny because that kind of leads into mine. So my song is called Floor Seats by ASAP Ferg. His album released a couple months ago, actually. So maybe I'm a bit behind in suggesting it. But it's just kind of a fun song. Him talking about him making it to the floor seats at like a game. So just him getting big. And then back to the song concept. It's very short. He has 2 verses. Very quickly out of the way. And then the last, roughly, I think, a whole minute is just the beat. It's like almost Kanye-esque. You know, Kanye allows the beat to go on to like really let the lyrics sink in. This song by ASAP Ferg isn't very lyrical. I don't think it's extremely poetic. It's just him talking about his rise to fame. But it's fun to listen to. I like to dance. So when I listen to it, it puts me like a dance mood. So maybe you guys will like it. I think check it out. It's a fun song to listen to.
I will say this, though. I think most of you listen on Spotify, either this podcast or your songs, and you stream it on. But if you listen to Google Play, they have one called Just the Bars. It's called The Station. And they have a lot of songs that are very lyrical, that are very good. But a theme or something that I've seen consistently is that all these songs are also very short. So this whole like short song must have been happening for a few years, because I look at all these songs. Some of them are for this year, some of them like 10 years ago. So I don't know if I like that.
I don't. I like extra time on the song. I think it allows for more digestion. And we get both. I think a mix is good. I don't want it all short. But
yeah, let us know what you think. If you have any songs you want us to listen to, or any topics you want us to discuss, let us know at our Gmail account, hiphopsoiree2018@gmail.com. That's hiphop and then SOIREE2018@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening to Hip Hop Soiree. This is DJ Goose.
And Bobby.
And we'll see ya.